Hello.
Hello, hi, my name is Aaron Cohen, and on behalf of our opinion research, we conducted a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota. Are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota?
Yes.
Hello? You are? Thank you.
Yes.
And what is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other party?
Republican.
Thank you. And there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that would provide for the regulation of abortion based on stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it will prevent the state from regulating abortion. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonably related to the physical health of the mother. During the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it's necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
No.
Oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. And another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, would be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote getters will advance to a general election. Do you support or oppose this amendment?
Oppose.
Thank you. A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will eliminate a state 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
Support.
Support, thank you. Will you support or oppose a change in state law to create a school voucher system which will allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or a charter school? Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Thinking about candidates running for office such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Would only vote for a candidate if they support Trump. More likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Would not vote for a candidate if they support Trump.
Would vote for a candidate that supports Trump.
Would vote for a candidate that supports Trump. Thank you. Again, thinking about candidates running for office such as governor, senator, or state legislator. If Donald Trump is convicted of criminal charges, how would that affect your vote regarding candidates that continue to support him? Would only vote for a candidate if they support Trump? Would more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Would not vote for a candidate if they support Trump? Support of Trump is not a factor in your decision.
I would support him.
You would support a candidate if they support Trump?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we would like to ask a few questions about the health of democracy. In general, how confident are you that American elections results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Not at all confident.
Thank you. And do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. How much trust, if any, do you have initially found on the state election officials in South Dakota? A great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, not trust at all. No trust at all.
Not much trust.
Thank you. Elections officials in Democratic states, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all.
No trust at all.
Thank you. Elections officials in Republican states, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all.
Not much trust.
Thank you. Local elections officials in your county, a great deal of trust, not much, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all.
Not much trust.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? American democracy is under attack. American democracy is being tested. There is no current threat to American democracy.
American democracy is under attack.
Thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
I think you've asked enough questions.
We're almost done. We're at 80%. It's just a survey. Oh. We just want to know your opinion. Okay? Do you have... No, it's more to be in about 65. Okay. Oh, man. Oye, ¿cómo le mandé esto a Carlos? Esto. ¿Cómo se lo puedo mandar?
Aquí, mira.
Ajá.
Vale, voy a andarte aquí al chat.
Ponte aquí donde, aquí arriba.
¿Ahí?
Sí, para ir donde.
A Carlos.
¿Eh? A Carlos.
Mira, te metes aquí.
Ok.
Vale, espérate. Ah, ahí está. Ya solo escucharle aquí. Y entra.
Ok, gracias. Sí, pero que al 90% me dejó. Le voy a preguntar si lo puedo terminar.
Mira, dime. Porque si lo puedes terminar vos.
Ajá.
Para que te lo haga valer.
Uh-huh.
Mira, ¿qué te iba a decir este?
¿Me hicieron qué? A Tony. ¿A quién? Él se va. Yo no lo pensaría eso. Esto es una mierda.
Mirate lo que me voy a comprar una computadora con el cambio, con la morena, porque la morena no quería existir.
Dios, si yo tengo la computadora. Aunque me dijo que sí. Que lo terminara.
Ah, va, dale. Se termina algo. Es uno de los.